Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Today we're playing Loop for Soup, and I've given you the rules during the song there. Basically, the idea is you've looked up a trivia fact, and I've looked up a fact or something that's really going to throw the other person for a loop.
Yeah, throw them off, right?
You can throw them for a loop, blow their minds, just wow them, and whoever does the better job is going to win this delicious continental creamy cup of soup. It's the chicken and corn. I'm pretty sure if I leave out the croutons, this will be gluten-free.
I was going to ask you that. Okay, so it's still worth it. Although I'm just seeing as you're holding it up, there is a bit that says double the croutons, so it's extra glutinous.
Yes, there we go. Okay, I didn't read that much of it. Hopefully they're in a little separately sealed pouch.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
I love a cup of soup. I've even got some bread here so I can just like have the two together.
I called you in the supermarket to try and guess your go-to flavour. Creamy chicken and corn's a good choice?
Yeah, it is a good choice. Usually I'm creamy chicken noodle, but that is a close second.
Okay, well, I wanted to steer clear of the noodles for, again, my own gluten-free sake of things. Should I start with factoid?
Yeah, you've had this obviously banged, so I'm interested to hear.
See if this throws you for a loop. The high five, only invented in 1977. It's pretty recent.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
I'm shocked.
I can't imagine people in the 50s high-fiving.
It's less than 60s. 50 years ago the high five was invented as a baseball thing.
Yeah. It doesn't shock me.
It just seems so obvious and instinctive. All right, high five right there in front of you, surely.
I just don't really see a time earlier than that where there was a need for high-fiving. Like, you don't watch movies from the 50s or 60s or anything.
You don't watch movies from the 50s or 60s.
Well, I've seen Psycho now.
Yeah, you had to for work coming up after 8 o'clock today.
Yeah, that didn't high-five.
You're telling me cavemen wouldn't have high-fived each other?
Nah.
Really?
Like, I'm thinking like Greece, like no.
After a good Olympics, high five?
Nah, if you said like 1995, I would have been like, no way, really? Like as if they weren't doing that in the 80s. But sorry.
Okay, wow, okay. you'd better have something good then to throw
you
me for
so
a loop.
You look so disappointed if you...
it blew my mind.
There you go, all
what
right.
What about next time I go back up? Platypuses don't have nipples. Does that not make you wince and go, ooh, and feel your nipples to make sure that they're actually still there?
Even they're furry, like I... That doesn't affect me.
Okay, fine. All right.
Sorry. All right. So there's a lady. She's since unfortunately passed away, but her name is Violet Jessop. She survived the sinking of the RMS Olympic, the sinking of the RMS Titanic, and the sinking of the HMHS Britannic. She survived all three. They were called her the unsinkable woman.
Wow. Well, they always say women and children first, so she's probably a priority see out of there.
No. So on the Titanic, they sent her into the lower decks where there were people who didn't speak English, right. And she was an example of what to do.
Already survived one.
Yeah, no. She was supposed to demonstrate what to do. Yeah. She survived all three.
Look, I'll give it to you, Brooke. I don't feel it's really thrown me for a loop. I'm not like the nipple thing, but...
Do I get the soup?
You can get the soup today.
Look, do you know what I can add to Violet Jessop's story?
Yes,
is that
please.
She, when she was on the Titanic, she was handed a baby when she finally got onto one of the life rafts. When they arrived back wherever they got taken after, it was New York City, I believe, some lady has run up crying, just grabbed the baby and run off. And she assumed it was the mum. Like, she has no idea. You really would, wouldn't you?
Oh, wow. I don't know how I feel about Miss Jessop now.
Well, look, if you've got a better fact that'll throw us for a loop, send it through. 0427 Magic 3 is our text line
or
number.
Or who threw you for a loop more, my nipple thing or Brooke's shipwreck survivor thing?
Yeah, if nothing, we've learned something today.
Yeah, you got some soup.